Top 10 Craziest Attacks on Campus Conservatives of 2019. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 1, 2020. Conservative students are relentlessly harassed and assaulted on college campuses around the country, as documented by Breitbart News in the last few years. 2019 saw an increase in assaults against conservative students carried out by leftists. Take a look at some of 2019's wildest attacks perpetrated by leftists on college campuses. 10. You're going to end up fucking dead, shouts a Sacramento State leftist at a black conservative student after appearing to strike him on video. An alleged leftist and LGBT activist at California State University, Sacramento State, appeared to assault a black conservative student on video in December, before shouting, "You're going to end up fucking dead." 9. UT Austin leftists threatened to dox students for joining conservative student groups on campus. Leftists at the University of Texas at Austin, who have doxed conservative students in the past, threatened to dox incoming freshman students in June, claiming that they would release the students' personal information if they were caught joining conservative groups on campus, namely the Young Conservatives of Texas and Turning Point USA. 8. Mob of leftist students surrounded and harassed conservative students at Binghamton University. Leftist protesters then shut down an event hosted by the conservative students days later. A mob of leftist students at Binghamton University surrounded and harassed conservative students in November. "Look at you shaking, you little bitch," shouted one leftist. Days later, leftist protesters crashed the conservative students' event featuring economist Arthur Laffer, causing the event to immediately be shut down. 2 protesters were arrested. All incidents were caught in a series of disturbing videos. Binghamton University did not respond to multiple requests for comment. 7. Man arrested after attempting to chain the doors to a University of Washington conservative event. A man was arrested in June after attempting to chain the doors to a college Republicans event in a classroom at the University of Washington. The move, which appeared to be an attempt to lock the conservatives inside the classroom, failed as the speaker's personal security members and students forced the doors open. The man acted after an Antifa call to action to disrupt the event. 6. Chico State protester takes sign from a conservative student and strikes him in the face with it. In November, a student protester at California State University, Chico, shouted expletives at the school's College Republicans chapter president before taking his sign and striking him in the face with it. The incident was caught on video. 5. Students assault pro-life activists at both UNC Chapel Hill and the University of Wisconsin-Madison in 2 separate incidents caught on video. A student allegedly assaulted a pro-life activist at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill after seeing pro-life signage depicting aborted children. In a separate but similar incident at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a woman was caught on video assaulting a pro-life activist and spray-painting one of his signs. 4. North Carolina State University student sprays paint into the face of Representative Dan Bishop's son. An alleged member of NC State's Young Democratic Socialists of America Club sprayed paint into the face of Jack Bishop, the son of Representative Dan Bishop, RNC, and a member of the school's Turning Point USA Club, while spray painting over a message promoting the conservative student group's upcoming event in November. 3. 3 students arrested at Tulane University after setting fire to Turning Point USA chapter president's dorm room door. 3 individuals were arrested for aggravated arson after allegedly setting a dorm room door on fire in March at Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. One of the students living in the targeted dorm room was the president of Tulane's Turning Point USA chapter, and had recently been doxxed by leftists seeking to expose members of the conservative student group, as well as Young American for Liberty. 2. Police investigate bias incident at South Seattle College after Turning Point USA chapter president was stalked by a man in an SUV. Police investigated a hit-and-run accident that they considered a bias incident in April, after a man allegedly followed the president of the South Seattle College Turning Point USA student group with his vehicle as she walked to her car. The incident, which occurred following an argument between the two individuals over PUSA signage, resulted in the conservative student calling 911 after the man struck another vehicle while circling her with his SUV. 1. Conservative activist Hayden Williams punched in the face at UC Berkeley. Hayden Williams, a field representative from the Leadership Institute, was punched in the face at the University of California, Berkeley in February while recruiting conservative students. The incident, which was caught on video, is said to be the catalyst for prompting President Donald Trump to sign an executive order in March requiring colleges and universities to uphold the First Amendment on campus if they want to receive federal funding. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo and on Instagram.